So as you're going to hear repeated, this is Bathrop Spears Broadsides, the May 9th, 2021 edition coming up. One quick correction, which had to be made kind of post-production, so I'm wedging it in here at the beginning. There is, in fact, for those interested in the City Council's new anti-camping ordinance, a special staff report, which actually is lengthy but not terribly illuminating, but you can still find it as well as all the corrections online, corrections meaning the changes that the staff has made to accommodate essentially bigoted voices in the community and the reactionary ideology of the Santa Cruz City Council. I referenced several times in this Bathrop Spears Broadside show the complaint that there's no staff report. There is. It's just differently described or labeled. It's available. It's called a summary. It's not called a staff report. So I apologize for any confusion you're going to perhaps experience when you hear me saying, why isn't there a staff report? That shows how little they're doing. And in fact, there is still very little that they're doing in spite of this staff report, put out under a somewhat different title, because they don't have any of the most fundamental aspects specified in the ordinance, that is to say, where there will be safe sleeping spaces, where there will be accommodations for storage, and so forth. And that, of course, makes the entire ordinance, some would say irrelevant, but actually it's a fluffy cover for further police action. So to find the city's version of this, go online looking for the Santa Cruz City Council meeting agendas and go down to item 21 and click on the summary, and you'll find the staff report as well as all the different iterations of the TOLO ordinance, which is now called the Camping Services and Standards Ordinance. So there you are. Enjoy.